Okay, what do you call the thing you use to sign your name? An ink?
Pen.
And the thing to hold a diaper in place?
Pen.
And the thing you wear over your dress when you're cooking or something to keep from getting his
apron.
And the thing you have to put on when you go outside in the winter?
Coat.
And if a man gets has a suit with a three-piece suit, what does he have under the coat?
Vest.
And then the other piece of the three-piece suit is what?
Pants and a jacket.
Okay. If you came in and found a package, you might be told the delivery boy from Jones' store something it here.
What did you? Oh, deliver the package here.
Okay. If the kid's growing up and put on a coat, his last year's coat, he might say, well, this coat won't fit this year, but last year it, what?
It was all right, or too big, or whatever it was last year.
Okay.
Or just fine, just right.
And if he was then invited to someone's wedding, then he would have to go out and buy
new suit.
Okay. And if he gets a new shirt along with him, his shirt isn't sanitized and washes it in hot water, what would happen to it?
Shrink.
And if he's already done that, then the shirt has
shrunk.
Okay, and if he gets into somebody's apple orchard and fills his pockets with green apples, and the one of the pockets to
bulge.
Okay. If a little girl likes to put on her mother's clothes and get all fancy and everything, you say she likes to
play dress up.
Okay. The thing you carry your coins in?
Change purse.
Okay.
Or wallet.
And is there a difference between a wallet and a change purse?
Well, a wallet usually refers to something you put your folded money in, and change purse is what you put your coins in.
Okay. What about the things a woman wears on her wrist?
Bracelets, watches.
Okay. And what about the thing you wear on your neck that's made of separate little balls?
Beads.
And... Hey, howdy, you just...
You want to cut that off a minute?